From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. Every year during the third weekend of October, JOTA, the world's largest scout participation event, takes place over the air. It brings together more than 2 million young people who can learn about communications technology and connect with other scouts. In Ipswich last weekend, we had three groups attend during the day. Girl Guides from Ipswich, Forest Lake District Girl Guides, and Venturers and Rovers from the Jindalee District. The day began at lunchtime around 12:30 and finished at 7 p.m. Four radios were in service, one digital DMR, one analog VHF for repeaters, and two HF radios. Contacts were made on all radios ranging from Tasmania, WA, Victoria, New South Wales, and Queensland. Nearly everyone got to talk to someone on the radios. Not much mic fright, and they found it easy to talk and ask questions. Propagation faded in and out at times, which made things a tad difficult but bearable. Many contacts were made on DMR TG30, and the audio was excellent in most cases. JOTA just doesn't happen. It needs club members to volunteer, and thanks must go to Greg, VK4GJW, Eric, our JOTA coordinator, VK4BBK, Doug, VK4HDO, John, VK4MUD, Kevin, VK4KK, and Bob, VK4EK. All groups enjoyed themselves, as did the leaders, and they promised to be back again next year. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
This is VK4WIA, and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello all, this is Clive, VK4ACC, Secretary of Radar Club. That is the Rockhampton and District Amateur Radio Club in Central Queensland. At the last Radar Club monthly meeting in Rockhampton, Brian Coleman, VK4LH, and wife Merrill, VK4HAJ, were unanimously awarded life membership of the Radar Club. They've always been members of the club since arriving from Mackay many years ago. Very wonderful couple to know and be friends with. Brian turns 90 in November, and at the meeting the club was thinking how to celebrate the event. And all of a sudden, it all broke loose. Life membership was the unanimous call. Brian LH has run the WIA news broadcasts with Mike JT, and Brian runs the Radar Club 80 metre net on Tuesday evenings. Many amateurs around the place would know Brian as he is still radioactive, HI. Wife Merrill is fighting cancer and we wish her the best. And I sprung Brian mowing his lawn the other day in our warm weather. At 90 year old, that's not bad. Also, Brian is an excellent tradesman and machine operator and has manufactured many items for the club and others over the years. We all go to Brian when we need something fixed or manufactured. Congratulations, Brian and Merrill. The awards are well deserved and should have been done earlier. So, regards, Clive, VK4ACC. And before I go, when I sent Brian an email, he said he was lost for words about receiving the life membership, and it was a total surprise, and he'd like to both thank everybody in the club for the honour bestowed on them. They have enjoyed their club ventures and we wish the club every success in the future. Thanks again. Regards, Brian and Merrill Coleman, VK4LH and VK4HJ. Thank you all.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It wouldn't be polite to suggest that I told you so, but this past week managed, in most parts, to prove the Bureau of Meteorology correct. Wild summer weather has been running along the east coast of the continent, with more predicted in a month or so when we enter the true storm season. The coastal areas of New South Wales and Queensland have suffered an onslaught of hail, and as a result another shopping centre has had its roof collapse in Coffs Harbour area. And the Mackay region has a claim to the largest hailstone to hit the ground in Australia. Interestingly, I haven't heard of too many incidences of storm damage to amateur installations. It's interesting to note that in some ways the Australian postal system seems to be working again. Regardless that pictures are stacked to the ceiling parcel sorting areas claimed to belong to Australia Post continue to appear on social media, my recent experiences have been genuinely good. I ordered a piece of equipment from a retailer on the Sunshine Coast, and it arrived the day following being posted. I bought a bit of gear to go with a vintage transceiver that I have from an amateur in VK3, and it took no more than 3 days to arrive. And a circuit board from an Asian vendor took about a week. All these purchases were radio-related, you gather. So with the impending destruction of the public health barriers for the majority of us, it's a relief to see areas of commercial activity getting back on their feet. The other question is just what goods will be available and which will be unavailable for the Christmas cash splash season. We know that integrated circuits are in short supply and are limiting the delivery of motor vehicles, and the wholesale and retail sectors are warning that many goods that would normally be on the shelves for Christmas shoppers to buy will just not manage to reach us. One issue is the skyrocketing sea transport costs brought about with the bottlenecks in shipping containers and available container ships. It seems that we might be wise to prepare for a more frugal festive season than previous summers have provided. Years ago, the local telephone exchange had a large space dedicated to wet cell lead-acid batteries. This was when we depended on a pair of copper wires to connect us to the outside world, not the wonderful and powerful computers with radio communications we call mobile phones. The great thing was that these batteries could keep subscribers connected for several days during periods of blackouts, cyclones and fires. We now have a system with the NBN where the service may go down in short time from a couple of hours to a couple of days, if we are lucky, if mains electricity is removed from the networks. I have a backup battery for a piece of medical equipment that will keep me breathing for a couple of days or more. But without a working UPS, the incoming welfare checks can only be done via an extra piece of equipment, a mobile phone, and not the internet or landline. Such is the price of progress. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.